Hello and welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and now I'm going to defer to my resident cooking expert, Kathy Gruen, who's a home chef and founder of the wonderful website Butter, Flour, Sugar, Salt. Kathy?
Hi, Valerie. Well, I am talking to you and your listeners from my brand new kitchen. I traded in our 900 square foot apartment in the city and we moved up to the country, and I am in the kitchen, hopefully, of my dreams. It's large, it's airy. I'm now looking right onto my backyard as my dogs run around, and I'm just really excited. The kitchen has tons of counter space, it has lots of cabinets, and I'm setting it up just the way I want. But I've already broken in the kitchen, so to speak. I haven't used the oven, nor have I used the cooktop. I do have an electric oven, and I have a little bit of a love-hate relationship with it. I'm learning to love it. It hates me, but we're going to work our way through this until I can get a new oven. But once we moved up here, I needed to make something right away. And one of the first things I did was buy a large container and planted all the herbs I brought from the city with me into it. So now I have a gorgeous container of herbs right outside my kitchen door, just begging to be used. And I've used them. I made some compound butters, and nothing could be simpler. It's just soft butter mixed with whatever ingredient, herb, or flavor you like, and wrapped up tightly and thrown in the freezer. That's it. There are savory compound butters, such as my favorite rosemary. You could use thyme. You could use oregano. You could use chopped garlic. You could use ginger, whatever your flavor passion is. But I also like to make sweet compound butters. And I just want you to imagine some flaky hot biscuits coming out of the oven, served with a collection of strawberry butter or salted honey butter, cinnamon sugar butter. Nothing could be better than making different flavored butters. And they're very simple. All you really need is a large bowl and a good wooden spoon. And if you're making, for example, the salted honey butter, in this case, buy salted butter. I normally use unsalted, but in this case, grab the salted butter, bring it to room temperature, put a couple sticks into the bowl, add, you know, it depends on how sweet you want it, a few heaping tablespoons of really good organic thick honey, and just mix it till it's all combined. Put that mixture on a piece of plastic wrap, shape it into a log, wrap it up, and put it in the freezer. Then when you have company, all you need to do is take the butter out, cut it into little round discs, and serve it with the toast, bread, whatever. The same goes for making a savory compound butter. You can take whatever herbs or flavors you like. In this case, you're going to use regular unsalted butter. Do the same procedure. Make sure the butter's at room temperature. Mix in your herbs, wrap it up, label it. And when you're making some beautiful grilled steaks, when they're sitting on the plate resting, put a beautiful piece of rosemary butter on top. It will just enhance the flavor of that steak. The butter will ooze into the cracks. The rosemary will enhance the flavor of the meat, and you will love it. Compound butters are one of those resources that everybody should be making, because it's a good way to use your herbs and have them in the middle of winter and they're still good to use, because we won't be able to use our fresh herbs from the garden in the winter. But if you put them into butters and freeze them, you can use them year round. I hope you're going to try some compound butters, some different flavors. It's a lot of fun, and it's one of the easiest things you can make.
That's Kathy Gruen, who is founder of the wonderful website, Butter, Flour, Sugar, Salt. Do check it out, because Kathy has some terrific recipes on there that you're going to want to try, especially this summer. Now, I have a notice about the butters. Now, here's my thing about butter. I do not like cooking with butter at all. I don't like when butter is made with an omelet. I don't like buttery cookies. I don't like buttery croissant. I don't like the aftertaste or that film on your tongue. I don't like any of that when you cook with butter. I do like cold butter, meaning exactly what Kathy was creating, these compound butters that are delicious, and having a piece of toast that's a wonderful piece of bread or something along that line, and spreading the butter that's cold on it. I do love that taste. But I'm also going to add another concept for you. If you want to get away from butter and you want to use olive oil instead. Using the principles of compound butter, use compound olive oils. Now, we all love the richness and the flavor of a extra virgin olive oil from Spain, Italy, Greece, wherever. The richness of that olive oil is so tremendous. What I do sometimes, if I'm going to do a dipping with a good bread, is I take a peel from a tangerine and a lemon, and I take some red pepper and sprinkle it into the mix. So now you have the heat from the red pepper, and you have the citrus flavor from a tangerine, the sweetness and the tanginess of the lemon. And you dip your bread in that olive oil. It is amazing. So compound butters, compound olive oils, I love it. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is America Weekend.
With you. New tests conducted by the Environmental Working Group's Shopper's Guide to Pesticides lists sweet bell peppers at the top of the list of vegetables found with the most pesticide residue. A single pepper off the average grocery store produce shelf contained 11 different pesticides. Celery comes in at number 2 with the highest percentage of pesticides. Get this, 94.1%. The third is kale, where 53% of kales tested had multiple pesticides, with 10 different pesticides on one sample alone. And lettuce, number 4, with 9 different pesticides found on a single lettuce sample, with 57 different pesticides found overall. And finally, number 5, carrots, the first vegetable that grows underground to have a high pesticide load. 82% of carrot samples had pesticide residue on them, with 40 different ones in toto.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This lady is fast and has Olympic gold and silver to show for it. She has 9 World Cup downhill race wins and is a member of the National Ski Hall of Fame.
I felt like physically I was invincible. I was capable of anything I wanted on my skis.
So where is Peekaboo Street now? Peekaboo released her autobiography, Peekaboo, Nothing to Hide, in 2002. She appears on television as a commentator whenever the Winter Olympics roll around. She's also done commercials for Nike, Mountain Dew, and ChapStick. And in 2012, Peekaboo competed on an NBC military-based reality show called Stars Earn Stripes.
We started ashore, and it all hits me like a ton of bricks. Oh, man, it's going to be all on me when we get to the beach.
No slope is too slippery for Peekaboo Street. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.